All right, we are back with you here on 1140 The Fan. My thanks to Aaron Rodgers for coming on last hour. If you want to hear the interview with Aaron Rodgers, you can go on to khtk.com tomorrow and listen to it on the podcast. Right now, though, the head coach of the Raiders, Hugh Jackson. Hugh, Grant, Napier, how are you today?
Good, Grant. How are you doing?
I am doing outstanding. Boy, how great is it to get a win against a divisional opponent on a Thursday and then have a couple of days to breathe and get ready for your next game?
It was great. I mean, I'm excited about the opportunity to put that game behind us and get ready for Minnesota.
I know that you're so positive, you're passionate, but, you know, when you lose in the NFL, you know this better than anybody. The heat comes down. You're a head coach now. Everybody wants to talk to you. Everybody wants to place blame. I mean, honestly, Coach, how big of a win was that for you personally?
No, it was huge, but when I took this job, I knew all the pitfalls that come with it. So I know when things wasn't going well, I get blamed for it, and I gladly accept that. I mean, I'm the head coach of the team, and everything flows through me. So that pressure doesn't bother me. That's part of it. Long as I know that the team is functioning right and that we're working hard and that we're trying to correct the things that I know we need to correct, and I feel good about where we're headed.
What was the thing that pleased you the most about Thursday?
I thought that our team came out and fought and played really hard early. We need to still become more consistent as we finish games, but I thought we came out and dominated both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, and played really hard.
We're talking with Hugh Jackson, the coach of the Raiders. All right, here we are on Tuesday. You got to go on the road again. Where are we at with the injury report? People want to talk about McFadden. I mean, where is he at right now?
Well, it's still, I mean, I won't know anything until tomorrow. I seen him earlier in the week. He was out of the boot. He was, walking around much better than what he had been. I know we're getting closer to getting him back, but how close we are, I really don't have that answer and won't have it until tomorrow once we get ready to go out to practice.
We want to talk about the KHTK 1140 Player of the Week. You can go to the Raiders Facebook page each and every week. And this week, Coach, they picked Denarius Moore. Now, there were a lot of good candidates. Wimbley played great. I mean, great with a capital G on defense. You got a tremendous performance from Carson Palmer. Michael Bush, I mean, what can you say about him? Your offensive line did a tremendous job, but the fans, they went with Denarius Moore, and boy, what can you say about this first-year player?
He's doing great. I'm very excited about the young man. Have been since we drafted him through training camp, through the last game we've played. He's just continued to play exceptionally well. He doesn't have any fear. He doesn't worry about how many catches he gets or how many balls get thrown his way. He's really about the team winning, and I think that's the most important attribute that he brings to the team other than his natural talent.
Coach, I love this question I got on Twitter, and you can follow the Raiders on Twitter, @Raiders, but the question was, Coach, obviously the team loves and respects you, but do they fear you?
Oh, yeah, they do. Trust me when I tell you they do. And that was a little fear put into them before this game we got ready to play. But, no, you don't. I mean, here's the deal. I don't think you lead anybody by fear. I think if you got to do it by fear, then I think this is the wrong profession. This is a team, and we work together. And I don't like the term how you handle people because I think you handle furniture. I think you mold and you coach people. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're changing a lot of things here, and we're getting the right attitude, the right mindset. It's coming at the right time. I know everybody wants it to happen overnight. So do I. I have the same feeling that most fans do. I want to win every game, every opportunity. I don't want there to be any penalties. I want everything to go right. And we throw and run for all these touchdowns, and the defense stop them every time. But last time I checked, the teams we play, they get paid to play too. You know, and what we have to do is get better at the things that we need to get better at and focus on our football team, continuing to work at the things that we know that catch us from time to time and keep working through those and continue to get better.
Coach, I know one thing. When you're going over video and you've got that red laser, I bet you a lot of guys are fearing you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we talked with Stefan Wisniewski about that. You know, as a rookie, he goes, yeah, the one thing about the coach, man, when you get that red laser out, you just hope it's not on you. So,
no, absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the next opponent and specifically some matchups. And your offensive line has done such a marvelous job this year. But, you know, you watch the game last night. You look at each and every week the impact that a Jaren Allen has and can have for a defense. I mean, how difficult of a chore is this going to be for your team to block him?
Oh, it's difficult. He's as good as there is in football. I mean, he's the best pass rusher in football, obviously. The guy has 13 and a half sacks or maybe 14 and a half sacks now. He puts tremendous pressure on a quarterback. But again, we have to do everything we can to combat that. I mean, we've played some good pass rushers, maybe nobody at the likes of him to this point. But I guarantee you, we're going to go there and we're going to battle. And Jared Valdir and Khalif Barnes have done a great job, and we'll do everything we can to help assist them, you know, in pass protection to give our team the best chance to have success.
Hugh Jackson with us. Hugh, we've talked a lot about the acquisition of Carson Palmer, but with the way he played on Thursday, did you even feel that he could adapt that quickly and be that effective this soon? I mean, he was incredible against San Diego.
Yes, I did. That's why we went and made the trade we made, because we truly believe that over the course of a few weeks that he would get up to where he needed to be. And he's still not there yet. I'll be the first to tell you that, but I'm telling you, this guy is working at it. His teammates are working at it with him. He puts in a lot of time here to be all he can be, to be the best he can be, and that's all you can ask for, and I think it's starting to really show.
Coach, I know you don't get caught up. I mean, you're a one, take it one game at a time guy, and you don't look ahead. But, boy, you guys are in such a great position now. When you look at what's going on in Kansas City, the injury to Matt Castle, you look at San Diego that's now lost four in a row. Your team has to be feeling very good about the way they went down there and won. I mean, can you sense a different hop to the step, so to speak, in practice that your team, I don't want to say they're re-energized, but you lost two games badly. I mean, do you ever sense a different tone from the guys, whether they win or lose the previous week?
Oh, no doubt you do. I mean, when you win, everything's, you know, a lot crisper. You know, everybody's a little bit more excited. When you lose, you got to get them back. I mean, those were tough losses. I mean, they were both at home in front of our fans, and that's not what us or our players wanted to have happen. We didn't finish. We didn't get it done. Kansas City game was what it was, and the Denver game was hard on everybody. But the players regrouped themselves along with the staff. We went to San Diego. We got that feeling back. We understand we're on the downside of the season. Now we've crossed the halfway point, and now it's time to finish. You know, we got some very good football teams we got to play starting this week with Minnesota. It is one game at a time. That's our focus. You know, we got to go on the road. We got to pack the best team that we can put out on the field. We got to go travel the right way. We got to make sure we're focused and detailed. And then we got to go out on Sunday and play Raider football.
And then there's your kicking game with Sebastian Janikowski. Normally we're accustomed to seeing him kick the ball out of the end zone, but with his leg, a little bit of a different style. But boy, your kickoff coverage seems like they've really adapted well to the shorter kickoffs.
Yeah, again, it goes back to, you know, doing whatever it takes to get the job done. And Sebastian's done a great job of being out there competing, and the guys understand that maybe he's not totally 100%. So everybody else has got to step it up another notch, and that's what the special teams units have done.
You know, Hugh, I talked to Sebastian, I want to say it was probably week four, maybe week five, and I asked him about kicking off the 5 yards, you know, the 35 instead of the 30. And I asked him then if he thought that we'd see a different strategy on kickoffs as we got going. Maybe, you know, kickers would try to get more air under the ball, not kick it through the end zone. Maybe. Have you noticed that in the NFL? Are we seeing any different strategy on kickoffs, or do you think most teams are just trying to boom it out of the end zone?
I think it's been a little bit of both. I think most teams are trying to boom it out because, again, there's some really good returners, Jacoby Fords, the Devin Hesters. I mean, all those guys who are very dangerous returning the ball. And then there's the guys, the teams that are very fast, frontline guys, where you get some bloop kicks where guys can catch it, and they're doing everything they can to pin them down inside the 20.
And watching that game last night, Green Bay is such a great team. How much can you learn from watching a game like that? I mean, we know that you've got the different types of tape, and you go over it, and you've got games of every game that Minnesota's played, but you got a quarterback that's only played 3 or 4 weeks. Can you learn a lot just by watching that game last night?
Yes, you can. I mean, because the personnel is still their personnel, you know. So you kind of combine last night with what you kind of know and have seen up to that point, and you get a really good feeling for who they are, you know, and what they are. And they're a National Football League team that's very talented that just hadn't put it all together yet. I mean, they have some very talented players. I know the score, you know, did not indicate that last night, but like you said, they were playing against one of the best teams in football. And that was a tough night, and I'm sure it was tough on them. It's going to be a short week, and they got to get ready for the Raiders.
Hugh, if you don't mind, you've coached a lot of talented offensive players, some of them that you're currently coaching, some of them that you've used to coach. And I had Aaron Rodgers on last hour, but when you watch him play at the level that he's playing right now, what comes to your mind when you watch that?
Greatness. He is he's playing as great as a quarterback's ever played, in my opinion. And the game looks very slow to me when you watch him play. Like he's just, it's like playing in a backyard. Like you're playing with your friends, and you understand where everybody's going to be, and there's a confidence and an air about him that he's going to make every play out there, and he does. And he's done a fantastic job. I mean, I think the years of sitting behind Brett and learning the offense and the continuity that he's had and the surrounding cast that's been put around him gives him a chance to be as good as he is. But he is as fine a football player as I've seen in a long time.
Well, I'll let you wait for any more questions on him until we talk to you before December 11th, because that will be your challenge to figure out how to slow him down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good luck. The travel schedule this week. Now, will you leave on Friday to go to Minnesota?
Yes, we will.
Gotcha. Coach, always good having you on. Thanks very much, and we'll chat with you next Tuesday.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
All right, Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Raiders, right here on 1140 The Fan. Why don't we get a phone call in before we get to the break? And don't forget that coming up next hour, I will be giving away a four-pack of Park Hopper tickets to the Disneyland Resort. But we get to Danny in Sacramento. Hi, Danny.
Hey, how are you doing, Grant?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to talk to you about the 49ers and the Giants game. I didn't really get to watch it too much, but I saw the last half, and I just want to hear your opinion on it.
It was a great game. Two very evenly matched teams. I tell you, and I mean this, they're both very good teams. I mean, I think the Giants' offense is better. The Niners' defense is better. The Niners have better special teams. It was a game that, you know, went right down to the final seconds. It was exactly what I thought it would be. I thought it would be a close game when it started, and it ended up being just that. And if they play again in the playoffs, I think it will be the same style of game, very close.
Yeah, it was a really close game. Eli Manning had it in the end of the fourth. He took it all the way, what, to like the 10-yard line?
Yeah.
I think he should have had that. I think it should have been a Giants victory.
You got to remember, even if they had scored, it would have only tied the game. It wouldn't have won the game.
Yeah.
I mean, the game probably would have gone into overtime we're almost certain the game would have gone into overtime, and then it's a flip of the coin. You never know what's going to happen in overtime.
Yeah, true.
All right.
All right, Grant, well, thanks for talking, and have a good day.
All right, you too. Take care. We'll come right back. More to come here on the Grant Napier Show, 1140 The Fan.